Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, the government shutdown. I think we're in day number 9. And a lot of the stuff relating to it, it's like, well, how does it affect me? How does it affect federal workers? It's really unclear what's actually happening. Then you hear people say, well, you know, there's certain people still working, and then they end up working. And then usually with these things, when it's settled, they get back pay. And then the president says, well, maybe they won't get back pay. So, what's it? What, you know, there are more federal employees in Connecticut than I thought. So we wanted to talk about it a little bit more. And it turns out that Jordan Fenster from CT Insider wrote about it a little bit more. So he joins us now. I'm Brian and Company. Jordan, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the time for us early on this Thursday morning. I guess in general, just for people listening's sake, you know, federal workers, you know, how many do we have and what do they do?
There are about 7,300 federal workers living and working in Connecticut right now. There are more living in Connecticut but working in other places or vice versa. But the total number is about 7,300, the vast majority of whom, I'm looking at the data right now, 6,800 of them work for the Department of Veterans Affairs.
So, and right now, are they going to work every day?
I'm sorry, incorrect. Sorry, I made a mistake there. 4,000 of them work for the Department of Veterans Affairs. My bad there. Yeah, they're going to work. They're going to work because they are those 4,000 people, at least, are covered by previous appropriations. They get advance appropriations at VA since 2011. So they're all at work and they're all getting paid, unlike folks from... We have in Connecticut 49 people who work for the Department of Labor, and they are not getting paid if they are at work, right?
Right.
But the 4,000 people who work for the Department of Veterans Affairs, the folks who work for the Department of the Navy, there's about 500 of those. They are working, and they're probably getting paid.
So, I mean, the synopsis is that a large portion of federal workers in Connecticut work for the Veterans Administration, and they're still working and they're still getting paid. And then the smaller numbers are, if they're working, they're not getting paid, but no furloughs. And I'm curious if any of the people in Connecticut would be impacted if the president went ahead and made some firings.
Well, you know, yes and no. There has been a significant reduction in force in the VA, and there's been threats of more. The caveat there is that a lot of those reductions in force are not in the health department, the veterans health department. And of course, we have a bunch of the 4,000 people who work in Connecticut are largely in Milford West Haven in the big veterans health facility there. And in other ones in like Stanford and I think Newington. The VA has said, the Department of Veterans Affairs has said that any firings that will happen, any reductions in force that will happen are not in the health department. So likely not, although that's remains to be seen, of course.
We're talking with Jordan Fenster from CT Insider. You can go to ctinsider.com and read all of his stuff. I actually had a couple other pieces you wrote on I wanted to touch on. Oh, let me just ask you really quickly about this. Any other information from your piece that you think people should know about, or we got it covered?
I think it's pretty standard. I don't want to mitigate the impact of it, because there are folks who work for the TSA and who are working, for example, people at the airports who are working and not getting paid. And if the shutdown does go on for a long period of time and those folks aren't getting paid, Lord knows how they're going to pay their rents or put food on their table. But right. That doesn't count for the 4,000 of them who work for the Veterans Affairs here.
You also wrote about the Trump administration canceling some clean energy projects here in Connecticut, totaling a little bit north of $50 million. I'm just curious, like those projects, when something like that happens, because I just don't have any real, a lot of people don't, we don't have a lot of experience witnessing something like that. Does the work just stop immediately? And is there anything that impacts any of us on a daily basis?
I didn't go too deep into every last one of those projects. Most of them are clean energy projects for the future. Like big projects that could impact us in 5 years or so, in some cases in big ways. And yes, the work does tend to stop. In some cases, those projects are well advanced along on the way. The projects may be, maybe stopped, but they may have achieved a lot of what they were hoping to achieve. In other cases, they have not, and so they will just stop regardless. Yes.
Yeah. You also, you've written on a whole, you're all over the place. The parking thing drives me nuts because, you save a quarter on four different parking things. That is so brutal. And you have to, register to do it. It's not worth it for anybody. The only one who gains from this stuff is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The lawyers.
Yeah, what's frustrating for me is that we don't actually know who, it's a result of a data breach, right? So we don't know who was responsible for the data breach. Nobody claimed credit for it. Nobody accepted any blame for it. So we don't know what data they took or who took it, could be anybody. So that's what's frustrating. And look, I'll take the quarter off of whatever parking, but it should be noted that if we had all paid attention to our emails beforehand, we probably would have been eligible for $25, which in cash. But if we didn't do that by March, it's $1 off in four increments.
In four increments. So you save. I think it comes out to saving a total of 40 minutes of parking in most places. So
it depends on where you park, but yeah.
I don't think you delve too deep into it. We got another minute. We talked at length yesterday about the, first it was, of course, the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, response to Senator Richard Blumenthal, and then the president piled on True Social about his, you know, denying, you know, that he said he served in Vietnam, and he obviously did not. And this is a campaign issue from something like, you know, 15 years ago. And clearly, like, Blumenthal was not honest about it in many instances. He wasn't dishonest in every instance, right? But he did say it a couple times. But, I mean, there's no real possibility of legal action. I mean, Trump called to investigate. What is there to investigate? He lied a couple of times, and that's for sure. And it's discrediting in some, but the state still elected him. So, like, there's no real there on this, is there?
I don't think so. And I don't think there's any there, as you say. It's 15 years ago now, and whatever Blumenthal said, he misspoke, and he was held accountable to the extent that everybody felt he deserved to be held accountable at, you know, 15 years ago. He's now in his third term. I don't know what else can be done about this.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't think he was held accountable enough. There is a school of thought there, but I mean, if Connecticut elected him, they elected him. You know, that's the voter can talk like that. And again, if you want to read any of Jordan's stuff, he's written about all of these subjects we brought up. I think the parking thing's just kind of fun because it's like, oh, we saved a dollar. Yay. go to ctinsider.com. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great day.
You too, man. You too. Jordan Nathaniel Fenster, CT Insider. And again, he writes, and what I love is that, you know, he writes about all these wide-ranging topics and could talk about all of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.